KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, a family-operated business offering farm equipment that works as hard as you do. And at 7:08, we have fair skies here in Atlantic. We could see some areas of fog this morning, as we've seen a little bit of here outside of the studios. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies today and a high of 83 with winds southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Atlantic School Board Tuesday evening held a special meeting to discuss the goals and ultimately approved a plan for transitioning students from the Atlantic Middle School to other district sites. The change is necessary due to a fire on July 27 that left the building with substantial water damage. Superintendent Steve Barber had said last week that the building would not be able to be occupied when the school starts August 23rd. The building is currently being cleaned, he said, and restoration will follow. Barber said, although those working on the building are making good progress, the process should take a whole year. He said that he and Atlantic Middle School Principal Josh Rasmussen got together and came up with three goals the district must accomplish to serve the students in light of the current situation.
We talked about serving the middle school grades together. We didn't want students in four or five different locations being served by the same teacher. The other thing was that we wanted to make sure that it was least disruptive on our middle school staff and students after going through last year's COVID year. And now when we throw this on top of them, the best thing we could do is to try to keep it as normal as possible given the circumstances. And then finally, we wanted to develop a plan that would disrupt the least amount of individuals or programs in the school district.
He said the proposed plan is divided into three sections. The first is with regard to eighth grade students. The high school media center will be used for classrooms with the goal of keeping middle school students as separated as possible from 9th through 12th graders.
This would include before school. So if the 9-12 is waiting in the auditorium, the eighth graders will be in the commons. The hallway passing, two different scheduled passing times. And then the lunches we'd be serving probably in the multi-purpose room.
The second proposal divided is the 7th grade students, and they will be housed in the eastern third of the district's Achievement Center in Atlantic.
We're in the process of getting approval from the state fire inspector to construct six classrooms consisting of a temporary wall 8 feet high, double-sided sheetrock with insulation or a sound barrier. Although the exact size of rooms have not been finalized, it will be at least 32 by 21, which is 672 square feet, and a little larger than many of the rooms currently at the middle school.
And the sixth grade students will be served in the developed western third of the Achievement Center building. EOC, or Educational Opportunity Center students, will be relocated to two classrooms at Iowa Western Community College here in Atlantic.
We feel pretty confident during this time frame that the EOC will do well at the Iowa Western classrooms. Iowa Western offered those to us early in the process.
Links program students and staff will find a temporary new home in the Early Learning Center where the homeschool assistance program is located. Before the plan is put into action, though, there are other necessary steps that must take place. The plan must be approved first by the state fire inspector. The plan will also have to be developed to determine transportation needs. The back end of the Achievement Center will need to be cleaned out and another location found to safely store the equipment. Technology must be ordered also and the necessary access points to provide internet access. They'll also need to begin to furnish the spaces with the necessary equipment to conduct classes. And Mr. Rasmussen, Barber said, will collaborate with the teachers of the middle school to determine their needs and the best ways to educate in the new settings.
I am completely confident in those who are in charge of getting our middle school back to pre-fire condition. There's no doubt that their goal is to get it completed as quickly as possible. We have gotten some good news in regards to some of the testing, yet there's a lot of work to be done. There's still some answers to be had in regards to electrical problems, HVAC problems and such. So we must prepare ourselves to last the whole school year, and we will be hopeful and optimistic that it is sooner, and that would give us something to celebrate.
In addition to approving the transition plan last night, the Atlantic School Board approved the purchase of certain pieces of technology in the amount of $80,140 from Second Gear in Temecula, California. Atlantic Police yesterday said there were 10 arrests that had taken place from July 20th through August 2nd. Most recently, this past Monday, 24-year-old Andrew Malloy of Audubon was arrested on an Audubon County warrant for violation of probation. Last Saturday, 57-year-old Rodney Hansen of Irwin was arrested for OWI's second offense. On Friday, 42-year-old Christopher Knight of Atlantic was arrested on an Audubon County warrant for domestic abuse assault. On July 28th, 29-year-old Stephen Root of Atlantic was arrested by APD on a Cass County warrant for violation of a no-contact order. There were three arrests in Atlantic on July 23rd. 40-year-old David Thomas of Atlantic was arrested and subsequently cited and released at the scene for disorderly conduct. 29-year-old Anthony Assay of Atlantic was arrested on the 23rd for simple assault. And 24-year-old Brittany Ruhr of Griswold was arrested for assault causing bodily injury or mental illness. On the 22nd, 20-year-old Rachel Stanley and 33-year-old James Erickson, both of Atlantic, were arrested for disorderly conduct. And on July 20th, 26-year-old Philip Reed Thompson Jr. of Atlantic was arrested for domestic abuse assault, second offense. With the exception of David Thomas, who was, as I mentioned, cited and released at the scene of his incident, Philip Thompson Jr. and each of the other persons were booked into the Cass County Jail. Thompson was the only one that remained in the Cass County Jail as of last check. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland and Kinsey dealer in Atlantic. Lindeman Tractor, true blue.